word for you from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 1. Finally then, brothers, we ask and urge you in the Lord Jesus that as you receive from us how you ought to walk and to please God, just as you are doing, that you do so more and more. It's not the first time in the New Testament that we find this urging to please God. Well, we sometimes rest on our laurels because we say, I'm born again, what else is left? There's plenty else that is left. It is not only the miraculous supernatural gift from above of being saved, being born again, that is important, although it is, of course, of eternal importance. But God has saved us to please Him, not to please ourselves. And this is a mistake that many Christians make, that even after we say we've become Christians, we still end up trying to please God and ourselves. And we think that a syncretistic mixture, ngesiZulu ukusheba izinto kwanele, it's not enough to mix things. It does not please God, and you'll find that you only rouse the anger of God if you try to mix things, yourself being the old you and the Lord Jesus Christ pleasing Him. Now Paul knows at the end of this letter that despite all that he said, it is insufficient if he doesn't end his letter with these words. That's why he says, finally then, brothers, we ask, we urge you. Do you hear the prompting of the Spirit in this urging of Paul? It is the Holy Spirit who is urging Paul to write these words, so that you and I would be urged, so that we would remember what God says about how to walk. For Paul says, remember, I taught you how you ought to walk and please God. And now, since you know, do so more and more. Let this new year be one of a more and more. Don't think you've ever arrived. The true Christian life is one of growing, of going forward. Yes, even of daily repentance, as Martin Luther says, but also learning how to please God more and more.